Hello, I'm KK with Horrorfunga Podcast.
I'm Chef Sean Langan. Originally from Seattle, just moved here to Florida in the Villages a year and a half ago.
Hi, and I'm Beth Ravick. I live and work in the Villages, and I've been here right about a year and a half ago as well. And more importantly, I am KK's mom.
Woo!
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah. All right, so what we're making now is we're going to do a mushroom manicotti. And what I have here is I have, it's almost a mirepoix, but it's, excuse me, it's carrots and onions. So I'm cutting up these mushrooms because then it's formed into a Ducelle. So let me get this going. Ducelle. Yeah, Ducelle is used for Wellingtons.
Okay, where are we creating the actual, what we're going to be stuffing the manicotti with?
So what we're doing is we're making the Ducelle with the mushrooms, the carrots, the onions. I'll use a little Worcestershire, some ricotta cheese. I got a little Parmesan cheese. And we're going to stuff it in the manicotti rolls.
All right.
And then we're going to make a nice cream sauce.
Okay.
For it.
Look at those noodles. Have you ever seen bigger noodles?
Yeah. Look at those noodles.
Hey.
And then I have black truffles here.
Wow. Really?
So, yeah. Ooh, you can
nice.
Smell it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I soaked these in old sherry, a little bit of rum.
Oh.
So those are the black truffles. Okay. Then we have some goat cheese. I have some roasted hothouse cherry tomatoes as well. So I'm going to come over here. So if you want to put the ricotta in here. And then we're going to take these. Oops. And we're going to add a little spicy one. And we're going to reduce this with a little sherry that's over there. Not yet. But once those get to cooking softly a little bit. This dish will take a while. So typically if it's all prepped up and it's all done, we can have it done in 15 minutes or so. There's a little bit of garlic in there. So then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a little bit of sherry. So, like when we're talking about Ducelle, a lot of Ducelle call for red wine. But I'm not going to use red wine. I'm going to sweeten it up a little bit more.
You have a helper down here.
Yeah, that's my boy. Still it off.
So
toast.
Yep.
Oh, that is pretty.
There you go. So what we're going to do is we're just going to let
this... That's parsley that you put in, right?
Yep, that's parsley. Then we're going to take a little bit of Worcestershire. So again, so you can't do... Worcestershire has anchovies in it, so you can't call it vegan. So this is my chef's seasoning.
Is this a private label?
Yeah, this goes with me in death.
Oh, okay.
I do have some friends at home that think I own this recipe for my seasonings, but I don't.
Okay.
So we're just going to let that just kind of soak it up. Then I'm going to add...
So this is a stocking stuffer right here is what that is.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And here's a little more... This is a cream sherry.
Then you have the, what's the difference between a cream sherry?
Well, this is sweeter.
A sweeter? Okay.
So we're just going to let it get down and try to dry out a little.
All right.
We want to add a little bit of lemon juice. Parmesan.
So you're doing a little, you're straining.
I'm gonna strain it out. I just want the flavors.
Okay.
I just don't want it real runny.
Okay. Oh, I can smell the Worcestershire and the two different sherries.
Yep.
That's really coming out. Very nice.
I'm gonna add that to there. And then I'm gonna take a little bit more dry mushroom now. So it has dual texture.
Okay. Yeah, limes mean like most of the mushrooms just look pick up the flavors that it's going into.
Typically what you'd want to do is cook this and then cool it down because you see how it's breaking down the cheeses.
Right.
It'll be hard to stuff.
Sure.
So that's why I got it.
That's a good Good point to make.
Yeah. But we're doing this for here?
Right.
So it's gonna, I'm trying to get it to cool down just a little because it's gonna be hard for you to stuff it.
Yeah.
Ayo.
Ayo. I'm gonna take some green onion now. This is not cross contamination because I'm using this all right now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay. So we're gonna have to give it about, I'm gonna give it about 15 minutes. Let it cool down a little, and we'll cut it. Sound good?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're pan frying them.
Okay. No.
No?
Sauteing?
We shall see.
So an Alfredo is just heavy cream, Parmesan, and seasoning.
Ah, okay.
Some people use egg in half and half.
Okay.
But it breaks up too
much. Oh, half and half. That doesn't seem like the right consistency.
Nope. Yeah. And then a little chef seasoning here. Boom, boom, boom. And we're going to add some cream sherry. Mm. We're going to let this come to boil it. And then we're going to add those in there to mm-hmm. heat them up. We got a little goat cheese.
Oh, yum. A little chev, right?
Yep. Mm. And you just let that come to a nice boil. So once it starts getting to the point it starts boiling, that's when we're going to add our Italian cheese.
Do you have any famous people that you could name drop that have attended your
wedding? Yeah, everyone. I mean, Robert Cookman and George.
Clooney?
Morgan Freeman.
Oh, Morgan Freeman.
Cooked with me.
Awesome.
So I'm doing this to heat it up. Yeah, I've had tons. I was in business for 30 years in downtown Seattle.
Yeah.
You know, and in Duval and everywhere else. So what I'm doing is I'm doing this to heat it up. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this. I'm just going to go boom.
Wow, so really it's just heating up.
That's all I'm doing. Okay. This is a light sauce in here.
Wow.
The pasta noodles were done for 3 minutes, so they're on the al dente.
Okay.
I'm going to hold this right here for me. Okay, so, excuse me. Mm-hmm. The sauce. I'm going with the other one. See, on this one, then this is what you do when you get all creative.
Again, the artiste.
Of feeling drained and lethargic? Wish you could boost your energy levels naturally and stay focused throughout the day with no crash? I've been struggling with this problem too. Thank you to Sovereignty's Purpose for the ultimate energy of the day. Imagine a world where you wake up feeling refreshed, alert, and ready to conquer any challenge that comes your way. With Sovereignty, you live your life with purpose. Whether you're tackling a project, powering through a workout, or simply need a pick-me-up during the day, Purpose is carefully crafted with a powerful combination of amazing ingredients like green coffee bean extract, cordyceps, ashwagandha, bacopa, beet juice, hemp blend, green tea extract, cherry, blueberry, broccoli, kale, and turmeric extract. All of this is only 25 calories and 115 milligrams of caffeine with no jitters and no crashes. Harness this aptogenic blend of benefits in your next smoothie, drink, cocktail, or dessert. Whether you're an entrepreneur, farmer, business professional, or student, Purpose has got your back. No more sluggish afternoons and hello productivity that lasts. Grab your blend with 10% off using the code KK10 on sovereignty.co. That's SOVEREIGNTY.CO and use KK20 for 20% off at checkout.